It is Themeless Tuesday. I'm pleased to say this man's about to join us.
It floats back to you. Soon we'll be making
Themeless Tuesday, theme song Tuesday. The great Joshy Stewart from Jewel Finance. G'day.
Yes.
Hello, mate.
How are you, mate? That's Fletcher's song.
So
too good. In a taxi. In a taxi. He was trying to burn the bloke's ear off, I think it was.
We had a mad Monday. What year? Was it about 97? 96?
97. I think it was 97 or 98. It was heavy.
So for some reason...
I think we both went out the same day or same game. Or so. We didn't play against each other. We had different times, but... It was the same day.
It was the same weekend. Yeah, it was the Saturday and the Sunday. So we went out against Manly. It was 97, right. Josh. It was 97.
Was
we went out against Manly.
Oh, we went out against Newcastle.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we could talk about the good times.
So it was you're both playing prelims.
Yes.
And so obviously Manly's knocked you out. Newcastle's knocked them out.
Yeah, and then we met up at the Moore Park View on Sunday morning, and it was just love boat at four paces. And mate,
love boat.
It was
down to Clovelly, was it after that?
I think it could have been, but it was funny. Neither of us had organised it, but we just got and started singing, and we just when you just know the song,
yeah,
like word for word, it was brilliant. Anyway, how you been, Josh?
Good. I've been really good, but I don't think a taxi driver was too impressed with me when you're yelling in his ear, the love boat.
Let's not talk about that.
Now, for the listeners who don't know, right, so you started your career as Josh Stewart, right, the son of John Stewart.
Yep.
Then that morphed into the brother-in-law of Jason Deith, which morphed into the brother-in-law of Ivan Cleary. You're now known today as the uncle of Nathan Cleary. Plenty of pedigree in the family.
That's all I'm known as. Yeah, it's Nathan's uncle. I'm not too sure if I'm happy with that or disappointed, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
He's had a fair year, hasn't he? Oh. A fair couple of years, Josh.
Wow, what a player.
Yeah.
Was he always a gun coming through, Josh? Like when he was like, say, a 12-year-old, was he always destined to be a superstar?
So you wouldn't believe it. When he was 12, he was in New Zealand. I didn't see much of him because Ivan was over there playing and then later coaching. But he was played soccer as a kid. He broke his leg. I'm not too sure he got hit by a car or what it was, but he broke his leg and then he was out for a period of time and he ended up with a funny gait in regards to running. That's a horse term, isn't it? Gait. So he ended up with a bit of a funny gait, but now it doesn't affect him at all. But yeah, so he was a late starter with rugby league. I think he started 13s and 14s in New Zealand. And over there, they do a weight for age, I believe, over there. Mm. But it was pretty tough comp on him, and he learned to toughen up pretty quick, I think.
Tell you what, I reckon soccer, like when I see young leagues or touchies, whatever, coming through, the kids who have done soccer, like the way they can move and pivot and the spatial awareness, and I think it's really good for leagues to play soccer.
Josh, I'm just looking at the way you played rugby league. Did you play soccer at all?
Please. I'm just like a little block of cheese running around.
Okay, so you were known for being quite the aggressor. What was the biggest suspension you ever got?
It's 12 weeks against your namesake, actually, Troy Fletcher.
Oh, that's right. You got him.
I got him twice in the one game. I got him in the first minute and a half of the game. I split him, and then I got him in the, I think it's about the 47th minute of the game. And unfortunately, can you hear that?
Yeah, where are you? Rattler.
At the airport, or is that the all stations to
Berwyn? No. Yeah. Better get off the pads, though. I've got to get a function for work. I might have a few refreshments. So I might
anyway, getting back when you took Troy Fletcher's head off.
Yeah. So the week before, apparently, he'd been knocked out. And then this time, when I got him, the second time I got him, he had convulsions on the ground. It didn't look too good. And back then, it was a Friday night game. I think it was the TV match of the round. Yeah, so a lot of people said it didn't look good on TV, so... No. 12 weeks I got, and the club fired me 90 grand for doing it.
But he was all right. He came good. He went, ended up winning competition.
I think so.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
He's fine.
I hope so.
Josh, I want to get back to you after football. So how did you get involved in the mortgage broking game?
So I was looking at, well, I originally started doing debt recovery, which sort of suited me down the ground. But after people for money all the time, and end up, you know, having four kids and all sorts of stuff, I went, I better get away from this stuff. I don't want to get phone calls and people turning up in the house. Anyway, I got into mortgage breaking, boy. I was out at the races working out there, and I was asking people about franchises, Michelle's Patisseries, this, that, and the other. I wanted to work for myself. And then Tony Mestroff, who was doing the sponsorship at Manly, Tony's the Greyhounds, New South Wales boss. He bumped into me, and he actually worked with the boys at Deb Financial Group, which it was known as before. And I think Joel Kane used to work in the industry too.
I did.
He was a BDM for one of the lenders, or
St George Bank, Vow Financial,
So, he said, mate, go and see the blokes down there at Dib, which is Ray Dib and Dave Francis and Gary Gant. And one thing led to another, and they said, mate, we'll put you on a bit of a retainer and you can learn from us and go from there. And that's 16 years ago.
Wow. Is it getting harder now? Is it getting harder now to lend money?
Yeah, well, it's all this commission thing that happened end of 2000 or start of 2000. It sort of mucked us around a bit in regards to compliance and how much paperwork you got to get, how much stuff you got to get for fraud. But it's, mate, it's always been the same lending. It's as long as you fit, you know, fit the two ratios, which is the your equity position and your debt servicing position. It's pretty much a done deal. You know? It's got to make sense to everyone.
I get a lot of my rugby league info from Rugby League Project, Josh. And this one here, it says, some might say this Tamworth boy turned good in the Big Smoke was a bit of a hothead. Many suspensions, head highs, etc., but was an integral part of the success of the Norse during the mid-90s. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, but I don't know where they get Tamworth from because I'm from Narrabeen.
Yes.
I was going to say.
I didn't think he was from there either. That's fantastic. That is.
It's something along the way. I was misunderstood, I'd say.
Oh, that's just beautiful. What else is news, mate? What else is happening?
Oh, mate, we had a big day on Sunday. It was my beautiful sister, Bex, which is Nathan's mother's 50th birthday. We were down Watson's Bay there in the hotel.
Did you shout?
And
did they look to you when they come to family dues? Because you're the money man, obviously. Did they look to you and say, right, he's got the bill?
Well, mate, you wouldn't believe it. There's two blokes that easily outweigh me in regards to money. And they're both there, thank God. That's Nathan and Ivan.
Yeah, yes. I tell you this, Josh, grand final night. There was only, I tell you, I reckon this kid was spotted more than Ivan himself. And I'm not talking about Nathan, I'm talking about younger brother. What's the younger brother's name, Josh?
Young Jet Cleary, mate. He's a champion.
He's a champion and he was well spotted on grand final day. But is he a handy player also? Can we keep an eye out for him?
Mate, look, I haven't seen too much of him. I've seen him when he's about 12, 13 year old. He's now 16.
Yeah.
But, I think he is. And I think he's a real sort of tough bastard as well.
Yeah,
so
right.
I don't know where they get that from, but I think he's a tough kid, you know. But I don't know how good he'll go, but, time will tell.
Yeah, but he's in the system, time though. He's playing, right?
Yeah, 100%. He's in the Panther system.
Yep.
And, I'm not too sure if he's a bit like his Uncle Josh and likes a good time as opposed to concentrating on football. But who knows? Only time will tell.
Speaking of good times, do you do a lot of this client retention functions that you go into tonight at Padstow?
This one's more an awards night for real aggregators and all that sort of stuff, you know. So, of course I do.
Yes.
Hello.
What and what?
So you can enjoy that sort of stuff as well.
Are you up? Are you up for an award?
Yes.
No, please. please, mate. In finance, mate. It's I rely heavily on a teamwork, you know. So we've got a lot of blokes. I bounce a lot of things off. So I'm not the smartest in the world, but even though I would have fooled you, I think Fletch.
Yeah, it wouldn't be
but,
hard.
But So, mate, I'm just more a communication, get people in and do my stuff, and as long as you get a result, doesn't matter how you get it.
Hey, Josh, before you go, will we see the Bears again in any way, shape or form?
Yes. Yeah, mate, I honestly believe in the new idea, or the way that the campaign they've organised. I was with the chairman last night. I bumped into him, had a beer with him. But the way that they set themselves up, like, you had 220,000 dormant Bears fans, wake them up, and they're just known as the Bears, not Norse.
Yeah.
It just makes a lot of sense. Taking games to regional towns. They're also looking at putting in centre of excellence, out in the country, and then they've got a pathway for the country kids to come through, whether they're the Bears or not, but they'll have an opportunity to do that. So it ticks a lot of boxes in regards to country footy as we know it now is sort of falling by the wayside. But if they've got something to strive for and they've got centre of excellence out there and they can go there and do... The chairman told me last night, he said they're going to send out football development managers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Out to the country.
Development officer.
Go there and spend a week at a time out in the country, running clinics, doing all that sort of stuff. And they'll go to each regional country town, and then there'll be a centre of excellence where they can all meet if they're showing a bit of promise.
So, I love that because...
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because then all of a sudden you've got more kids from Tamworth like you coming down.
Tamworth, Dubbo, where do you want... where's that Tamworth fair? What do you think, I'm a country
boy? I can see this, though. 2030,
yeah.
The Bears are back in.
Yep.
Ivan Cleary coach.
Oh.
And the halfback.
Jed Cleary.
Nathan Cleary.
No, Nathan at seven. Jets at six.
Oh, Jets at six. Cleary.
Jets at six. So Nathan would be 32. Experience.
As Rabs would say, brothers Johns. It'd be brothers Cleary. Beautiful.
Yeah, Ivan and Josh and Kelly.
Wow.
Josh and Kelly Egan on the support staff.
Deefy there as well.
Other support staff. And Deefy, we'll get Deefy there running some water because he's got a gym.
Yep.
He does, too.
Yeah. Concept 42. Perfect. Yeah, so get him out there running the water or doing something.
Hey, Josh, great to chat, mate.
Good to talk to you guys. Hey, Fletcher, you asked me before, Rod Maven's in finance.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Rockets on the Rockets fullback.
Yeah, because you wanted to put a team together.
Yeah, I've got the team. I'm just...
Okay.
I'll just quickly read it out for you. No, I can't.
Yeah, so do that.
I'll send it to you.
Send him a screenshot.
Right. Yeah.
Good luck to... Good luck tonight for the awards.
Yeah, thanks, champ. All the best. Good to
see you,
Joshy.
Great to chat, mate.